Death threats against Alain Saint-Ange, presidential candidate in Seychelles. When Alain Saint-Ange was the tourism minister for Seychelles, he told the world that Seychelles is a friend of all nations and an enemy of none. Saint-Ange, known worldwide as the man trying to bring tourism together, has been threatened at home. Saint-Ange told ETN today, "I have to walk with security guards now." Seychelles elections are usually peaceful, but after an opposition leader's arrest, the situation escalated with threats against one of the presidential candidates, the former tourism minister and World Tourism Network Vice President Alain Saint-Ange. Credible sources have informed Saint-Ange's campaign that there are plans to poison their candidate. This chilling development follows weeks of surveillance, as he has been systematically tracked during his campaign activities. Saint-Ange told eTurbo News, "These actions appear calculated and sinister, aimed at eliminating a powerful voice of the people as the ruling elite grows increasingly desperate to hold on to power. This is not just harassment, it is a direct threat to my life and to democracy itself." eTurboNews.com. Uncertainty in Seychelles politics. Seychelles is heading into a pivotal and uncertain political moment, with the 2025 elections set for September 27 this year. The Electoral Commission has announced nomination day for candidates to register by August 12. However, as the race begins, disturbing reports of intimidation and harassment are emerging from credible sources. In contrast to the peaceful and uneventful transfer of power during the last election, which was seen as a significant milestone for the country's democracy, the current climate is troublingly different. In the previous election, the transition was marked by cooperation and calm, with power transferred smoothly. Yet, with less than 6 months until the 2025 election, the atmosphere is far more charged and tense, raising questions about whether the same can be expected this time around. The political climate has grown even more tense with the recent arrest of opposition leader Ralph Valsera at Seychelles International Airport, where he was attempting to leave the country. His mobile phone was seized, raising serious concerns about his freedom of movement and potential political persecution. In another disturbing development, Patrick Hermony, a leader of an opposition party, was arrested on absurd witchcraft offenses by the state. This ridiculous charge is seen by many as an attempt to silence and discredit those who challenge the current government, further highlighting the escalating political repression in the country. Influential social media personality Bernard Sullivan, a former close confidant of the incumbent president, was arrested, handcuffed, and detained overnight at the central police station, further escalating tensions. Bernard Sullivan speaks out following arrest and detention. Social media influencer Bernard Sullivan has accused the head of state of ordering what he claimed was his unjust and illegal detention on Sunday morning, and said he was considering. Members of the minority party, some have also reported intimidation. Officials from the party were followed by unregistered vehicles during their activities. It was later discovered that some of these vehicles were part of the president's entourage. Disturbingly, the owner of a phone, who had photographed the incident, was forced to delete the images. A pregnant woman in the car was left frightened and helpless, despite explaining her delicate condition to those involved in the intimidation. The situation has escalated with threats being made against Alain Saint-Ange, who is the candidate for L'Alliance Nouveau Cecil. Credible sources have informed us that there are plans to poison him, a chilling development that follows weeks of surveillance, as he has been systematically tracked during his campaign activities. These actions appear calculated and sinister, aimed at eliminating a powerful voice of the people as the ruling elite grows increasingly desperate to hold on to power. This is not just harassment, it is a direct threat to his life and to democracy itself. 4.6k views, 14 reactions. 4.5 years ago, he fell, but Alain never walked away. He took the time to reflect, to learn, and to rebuild. And when the call from above, by L'Alliance Nouveau Cecil, Facebook, 4.5 years ago, he fell, but Alain never walked away. He took the time to reflect, to learn, and to rebuild. And when the call from above. In response, L'Alliance Nouveau Cecil leaders have issued a firm statement. They have clarified that any attempt to harm or intimidate Alain Saint-Ange will not go unnoticed. If even a finger is laid on him, we will escalate this matter without mercy. We will hold every perpetrator, every single one, accountable through appropriate legal channels both locally and internationally. There will be no hiding behind titles or political favors. Justice will follow you, they stated. Furthermore, the movement has called out the possibility that these actions may be state-sponsored. If the executive is behind this, if these actions are not isolated but part of high-level directives, then this represents a serious abuse of power. It undermines democracy and shows a complete disregard for the rule of law and the people's will, the statement continued. YouTube.com. UAE influence in Seychelles politics. It is also worth noting that the UAE has consistently supported the current administration in Seychelles. Given the increasing reports of intimidation and suppression of political freedoms, the UAE's continued backing of this government raises questions about the implications of such support. As these incidents unfold, it becomes clear that international scrutiny on the UAE's role and its alignment with an administration accused of undermining democracy will only grow. The L'Alliance Nouveau Seychelles leaders warn that any harm to Alain Saint Ange would only ignite a stronger, more determined resistance. You will not silence us. You will only fuel the fire. More independent candidates with the same fearless vision will rise. The system you so desperately try to protect will crumble under the weight of your corruption, they asserted. The Seychelles people are awake. You wanted silence. You'll get the opposite, the leaders concluded. The people are awake, and what comes next will be resistance. It will be reckoning. As Seychelles approaches this crucial election, the country stands at a crossroads. The actions taken in the coming months will define its political future. The people of Seychelles are watching, and the stakes have never been higher. Will the transfer of power remain peaceful and uneventful as it was in the past, or will these escalating incidents of violence and intimidation be the precursor to a different kind of election, one marked by resistance and a battle for democracy?